नमस्कार। द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ सिटीजन्स राइट टू इंफॉर्मेशन इज नॉट अ न्यू वन। इनफैक्ट इन 1977 मुरारजी देसाई कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड अ ग्रुप टू स्टडी हाउ द ऑफिशियल सीक्रेट्स एक्ट ऑफ 1923 कैन बी मॉडिफाइड। सो ही सेट अप अ ग्रुप टू से दैट देखो भैया ये ऑफिशियल सीक्रेट्स एक्ट्स है विच स्टॉप्स a common citizen from understanding how the government is functioning or what decision the government are taking, can you modify it? This happened in 1977. Acha, 1977 ke baad, after 1977, somewhere in 1989, Mr. V.P. Singh, the then Prime Minister, actually gave a clear blueprint to right to information. He too set up a committee and he said, listen, citizens need to know. Because if citizens know what is the way the government is functioning, the decision the government is taking, the chances of mismanagement and the chances of fraud and the chances of corruption in the government will be minimized. Transparency will minimize corruption. So he kept a very concrete proposal. But then it didn't take off is because by then he was out and there was his government fell, somebody else came in, so on and so forth. It went down. Then came Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji in 2000 put up a bill and that bill got passed. And the bill was called Freedom of Information Bill. This was in 2000. But then there were certain flaws in freedom of information. Flaw number one, the documentation between central government and the state government, whatever they exchange, certain documentation, if they decided it is confidential, it was confidential. It would never be shared with the common people. So the state government and the central government reserved the right to tell you what is confidential, what you should know and what you should not. So they reserved the right. So they would only tell you what they want you to hear. So that was the first flaw. The second flaw was there was no penalty levied on any staff who didn't give information. So if I decide not to give you information, so be it. There was no penalty levied on me. There was no law that made me as a government officer or as a government representative or as a public representative to answer your questions. I didn't need not. I would have said it, theek hai yaar. Doesn't matter. The third was that private companies were not part of the right to information. You couldn't ask a private company. You couldn't ask a private firm that, Baba, listen, you know, private sector was kept out of right to information. And lastly, you couldn't take an information that you get from Freedom of Information Bill and go to court with that. The government said nothing doing. You can take information from the government and you can go back to the government and say, Baba, this is the information, why don't you act on it? You couldn't go and file a suit against that person in the court. So they barred you from going to the court. So this made Freedom of Information Bill of 2000 absolutely toothless tiger. There was no any power in this particular bill that helped a citizen to actually fight against the government or to figure out what went wrong or to get transparency from the government functioning. Then, in 2004, a new bill was kept which was supposed to be a perfect bill. This new bill was called the Right to Information Bill. This was kept in the parliament in 2004, December, and passed by the parliament in 2005, January. The Right to Information Bill surfaced in Indian system. Now, since then, a lot of corruption, a lot of scams, a lot of government functioning, a lot of defaulting officers were caught with the help of this Right to Information Bill. A lot of people were booked because of the Right to Information. Common man started getting information that he otherwise couldn't even dream of. Right to information became one of the most powerful weapon that a common man had to fight for his rights against the government and the system. Why are we talking about Right to Information Bill now? The Narendra Modi government now feels the need to make amends to the Right to Information Bill. The Right to Information Bill primarily is headed by two bodies. One is the Chief Information Commissioner And they have state information commissioner. So they are the chief information commissioner is the head of the RTI. And there are state information commissioners who report to the chief information commissioner. So that is how this system works. Now, according to the government, the chief information commissioner is as powerful as the election commissioner. The government says nothing doing. Nothing doing. The chief information commissioner cannot be as powerful as the election commissioner because election commissioner is a constitutional post, whereas the chief information commissioner is an executive post. So what is the government saying? The government saying is, dekho bhaiya, unka salaries mein difference hona chahiye. A chief election commissioner and the chief information commissioner should have different salaries. More importantly, we should decide that the government should decide what is his tenure and we should be able to transfer the man. Now, where is the problem? Have you heard that your police department or your CBI or your other enforcement agencies are under control of the government? Have you seen them reporting to their political masters and their political masters putting pressure on your police and your CBI and your other bodies? Have you seen that? Do you know why it happens? It happens is because if the politician finds that an officer does not listen to him, he will throw him next day to the outermost corner of the world and transfer him there with his family. There are people like, there are IAS officers who have been transferred 32 times in 16 years. So they have transferred 3 times in a year at times. Why? Because they didn't listen to their political masters. So the idea of tenure and transfers is the biggest weapon, is the biggest weapon that the politician has to control a government officer. This government is trying to control the only weapon. The only weapon our constitution has given us, and that's the right to information. They're trying to control this by ensuring that the chief information officer is controlled by the government by ensuring his tenure and his transfers. By the way, they also talk about his salary. So they want to control his tenure, they want to control his transfer so that he listens to them. So the next time a minister can say, ye information dena nahi chahiye, you sit on this information, and the chief information commissioner has no other go but to sit on that information, because if he gives the information, he'll be transferred to somewhere. So primarily, this is one of the worst moves that was suggested by the government of the day. You know, the only thing that makes a difference between a prime minister and a dictator is that we can ask questions back to the prime minister. And the only thing in this country that gives us the power and the information to ask that question to the prime minister is right to information. For the sake of our democracy, I hope this bill remains unchanged. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.